And you're welcome back to the programme. 21 minutes to the hour is the time. I'm joined on the line now by Liam Horan, Managing Director of Sliinua Careers. Liam, good evening to you.
Good evening, Eden.
And welcome this evening. This may resonate with many people. In fact, it's an email from IK. I'm always asked at the end of the interview if I have a question for them. I can never think of what to say. I'm generally dying to make my escape. Any suggestions?
Yeah, it's a regular enough scenario. People, there's a few questions that tend to be part of the staple diet of interviews. One is, tell us a bit about yourself or talk us through your CV at the start, which is apparently meant to be a nice, handy, warmer-upper type question, but in fact is a huge question, because where do you go with a question like that? And the second one is, have you any questions you want to ask us? And candidates find this tricky because, as this candidate says, at this stage you're hoping to get out the door. You've done your damnedest, so to speak, hoping to get out the door and get back to normal living. And you also don't want to appear like that you're asking something you should know the answer to already. You don't want to ask a kind of a twee question just to be seen to ask a question. So it's a tricky enough one. I like questions at this point that are knowledgeable, are real questions, not kind of rhyming couplets or anything like that. You know what I mean? So I kind of like questions that talk about, if you haven't already got into this, what are the day-to-day responsibilities of the job, for example? What exactly, how does it spin out day to day? Because frequently in a job interview, you're talking about kind of high level aspiration, what you might achieve over 6 months or 12 months. But to ask them on a day to day basis, how does it play out? You know, and obviously you should know some of this stuff already, but getting into a bit more detail on that can be informative, but can also achieve the not inconsiderable, you know, boost or bonus of getting them talking, because it's good to get the interview panel talking as well. People remember who got them talking. They remember who got them to open up. They remember who, you know, who they felt comfortable with. So a question like that might well get them chatting and, you know, create more knowledgeable conversation. The goal of interview all the time is to create knowledgeable conversation, to come away from all the kind of you know, abstract stuff and get more concrete, get into real detail, real how does it look on a day-to-day basis is not a bad question, I would say.
On the other hand, though, Liam, you know, an interview might go on for 45 minutes, maybe more. It can be a very stressful time for candidates, without a shadow of doubt. Isn't it going to be very difficult for them to be able to keep in mind what might have jumped out at them in the course of the 45 minutes so that they can perhaps ask a question arising out of that at the end of the 45 minutes or whatever period of time it is, because they're not there taking notes, so there is a difficulty.
Yes, and you know, they could have a few questions in mind going in, and at the end of the interview they could refer to one of them. Do you know what I mean? One of those that might that might not have been covered. So say, for example, it happens that the interview did detail in great, you know, did cover in great detail the whole thing of the day-to-day responsibilities of the job. Well, then you mightn't go there. So, you know, but you should be able to remember, you know, the broad scope of what was spoken about, and, you know, and be able to adapt, you know, or react to what was or wasn't asked, you know what I mean, before that.
And on that point, Liam, let's say for argument's sake, after 15 or 20 minutes of the interview, an issue is raised which actually grabs the attention, the serious attention of the interviewee. Can he or she at that point say, would you mind if I just asked a question about this at this stage?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that it's much underestimated, the value of asking questions. It really is, because, you know, why would you, in what other scenario would you go in and talk in a vacuum? Do you know what I mean? So, you know, as the old song says, I'm sure you're a Randy Travis fan, before, don't reach for the honey without smoking the hive.
So, you know, well, I'm not, but we won't go there right now. I suppose as well, there's no point at the end of the interview having maybe two or three generic questions that could be asked in relation to any job interview.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's no harm to have three or four you might ask. So one might be the day-to-day responsibilities. Another one might be, what are the measurements of success? So is there a target? Is there, you know, in 6 months' time, what will success look like? If I have reached a certain point in sales, if I have, launched a certain product, or, you know, to kind of get to specifics again. At this stage in the interview, you should be getting to specifics, okay? Not going away from them. You could also ask about maybe, you know, what's the makeup of the department like? What are my colleagues like? What are the skills people have that might, you know, that I might be working alongside? And again, you're inviting the employer to talk as well. So they might say, well, you know, we think you've got skills A and B, and in fact, your colleague John or Martin or Mary will have skill C, and they'll all work together. So, you know, in some ways you're inviting them to try and see where you fit in, see where you slot in. You know, we're now into detail. We've got through the sort of air-kissing stage of the interview. We're now into real detail. So, you know, asking them, you know, what are the other members of the team like? What do they see as the biggest challenge in the job? What do you as employers see as the thing that's going to be most tricky to resolve here? Because what you're also trying to do is, just as you're trying to get into concrete detail, you're trying to get them as well. And sometimes employers will put on the best face, you know. So to invite them to chat a bit more knowledgeably as well is no harm. Just to, you know, to get into kind of proper conversation about the job.
And just to, you know,
and failing that, go ahead.
No, yeah. No. Finish the point.
Failing that, you can always resort to not having a question, but just summarising by thanking them for the opportunity and maybe reminding them of one or two areas of your experience or your skills that you think are particularly relevant to this job. So to leave something like that ringing in their ear when you go out the door might be no harm either. You don't have to ask a question, though I think it can produce useful conversation.
And the point I was just going to make finally is that I presume the interview board will see rapidly the individual who just wants to get out of there fast, and that may reflect negatively on him or her.
Yeah, I mean, if they haven't done a great interview and that feeling comes across as well, that won't help. You know, interview panels may or may not give you a break in that, depending on how well you did earlier on the interview. Do you know what I mean? So I like to think of the interview as from the very first minute to the last, try and do as well as you can and hang tough as long as you can. And when it's all over, go out and take your deep breath and roll on again with life, you know?
So basically, two points. Number one, have two or three generic questions that can be asked in any context. But secondly, don't be afraid to interrupt in order to develop a point as the interview proceeds.
Exactly.
We must leave it there. Liam Horan, as always, many thanks.